Down to business on News Talk.
Thanks to Bank of Ireland. Here to support business through the impact of coronavirus.
So one of the biggest issues people are now facing at the moment is feeling isolated and cut off from their loved ones. It can really be hard, but there are ways to alleviate the strain. And my next guests are two people who have vast amounts of experience in dealing with long periods of isolation. I'm delighted to be joined by Gerry Butler. He's an attendant lighthouse keeper at Galleyhead Lighthouse down there in Cork. And Mike O'Shea is an international adventure explorer and safety consultant from Kerry. Gentlemen, you're both very welcome to the programme. Gerry, I might start with you. Firstly, you might tell us a little bit about your own experience as a lighthouse keeper and indeed the isolation that accompanied that profession.
Okay, well, great firstly to speak with you again, Bobby. And I remember when I first went out to Inishtire at Lighthouse. It's the most outstanding memory I have of isolation. But this always happened. And as in the morning when you'd be going out, all the action that was happening, you were weighing everything for to go into the helicopter. And when you landed on the rock, all the noise, as soon as the chopper took off, the noise and everything was gone. You were instantly in isolation. It was just so sudden. And the first time that I experienced that, I remember thinking to myself, oh my gosh, I could really feel it. I remember thinking, oh good, now you're here. You better get used to this and you better get on with it. And what I found with isolation was once you accepted your situation, your mind shifted. You were thinking of something different straight away. You were no longer looking back and thinking of what should be or what shouldn't have been, or you were where you were, and just accept that and move on. And there were certain things that made life some way easy in relation to that, or acceptable. And yes, we had the radio running in the kitchen and the TV at night. And but what I found for spending long periods alone was reading. Reading was just unbelievably fabulous, because as soon as you open a book, you step into a different world. And a book could absorb you for hours on end. And then we used to do routine work. Our watches were very routine, but we also maintained our quarters. We cleaned them every day, and whatever watch you were on dictated whatever routine work you were going to do. But all of that kept our premises pleasantly habitable. And those are kind of the simple things.
It's good to hear that from you, Gerry, because, again, I worked on the rigs for a number of years back in the early days, and like that, you know, you arrived out there and you knew, and this is the subtle difference, you knew you were going to be there for 2 weeks, and in your case it was probably a month. But with isolation now, with people, we're not kind of sure at how long this isolation is going to last. So it's a slightly different scenario.
It is a slightly different scenario, and we are used to so much comfort and so much interaction with our neighbours. But having said that, deep within every person is a resilience. We can get through whatever is in front of us. We can do whatever we want. If we were to look at isolation, and this, I did this when I was a lightkeeper, if you were to look at isolation and see it as an opportunity, so you were a completely different person straight away, but you had to be at peace inside to do that.
Yeah.
You had to quieten the mind, and you had to let go of any angst or whatever would be upsetting you, you know.
Okay.
But once you did that,
All right, Gerry, stay with us, because I want to bring in Mike O'Shea now. He's an international adventure explorer and safety consultant. Mike, we've spoken to you before. You've done a lot of exploration, polar regions, across Patagonia, all sorts of adventures that would have had you, I suppose, out of contact with the general world for long periods of time. Tell us more.
Yeah, that sums it up. I think a lot of what Jerry has there, I would definitely agree with it. I mean, I remember my first time getting dropped in to make an attempt on the North Pole, and it was exactly the same. It was just like all the hustle and bustle and getting out into minus 55 and the initial shock of that, and then watching the plane going away and the penny dropping that actually I'm now here, I've got to do this, you know. So that can be quite demented. But I think one of the things I've noticed over the years, which I was telling someone the other day, it's like, and I think we're starting to see this now, is that the first 2 weeks, I find the first 2 weeks on any trip or expedition or a holiday, the novelty factor is there. Like, I think everyone's at home now reading or watching Netflix or doing whatever they're doing.
Making sourdough bread.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was doing my Jamie Oliver the other night. But it's like, once that kind of 2 week patch kind of gets over it, I think the realization then is that, you know, we've got to change. And, you know, now is when the boredom starts to set in, and after the first 2 weeks. And I think people are going to start feeling that more and more. And it's really about, like, what Jerry said there is, like, it's about routine, and it's trying to get some form of a routine into your life and you know, having a set plan for the next day, because otherwise days will just pass and pass and pass, and the boredom is going to get worse and worse and worse. So, you know, we find, like, always the first 2 weeks of an expedition is really, you know, that's the easy part. It's after that it starts getting tough, and then it's really, everybody has their up days and down days, and we try to look, you know, you try and watch other people, so when they're having a down day, you know, you get into a supportive role, and then hopefully they'll see when you're having a down day and they give you the supportive role, you know.
Yeah. Jerry mentioned there as well, Mike, you know, the thing about making your bed and, you know, getting dressed for work or whatever it is that you're doing, that, you know, to main standards of such is important.
I suppose we would have that on an expedition too, in the sense that you have your, you know, you have your set duties every day, and we have a set pattern you try and follow. And it's trying to have that, you know, have your plan for your day or your plan for your week or whatever it's going to be. I mean, at the moment I'm trying to do gardening, but I'm trying not to go at it like solidly every day. Yeah. I'm trying to like stretch it out, because I know it's going to take a while. So I'm kind of doing 2 to 3 hours a day to just drag it out as best I can.
Yeah.
But I know I have my 2 or 3 hours in the garden, and then I have whatever else I'm going to be doing, you know. And it's a great time, like, to, like, I think one of the great points Jerry brought up there was it's a great time for self-development too, in the sense that, you know, you can, you know, there's a great opportunity there now. There's so many online courses being offered for free, and you know, the educational training boards like Kerry ETB, Clare ETB, I saw today, and Cork ETB, I think, are offering a lot of free online courses. So it's a great opportunity for people to, you know, better themselves and prepare for change, because there certainly will be change at the end of this, and a lot of change. And it's maybe, you know, expanding your breadth of ability and experience to have other skills when we come out the other end of this, you know.
Jerry, Mike mentioned there about, you know, upskilling yourself. I know you did a lot of work. You used to build ships and bottles and things like that. You developed a lot of crafts. Again, time is your friend, is it not, here?
Time certainly is your friend, Bobby. And it's one thing I missed when I was made redundant. I pleasurably say made redundant, because I would never have resigned. But anyway, it's the one thing that I missed was time, because I found with time you could be creative, you could do whatever you want. I remember my late father, God rest him, when I was a young lad, he said to me one time, he said, with time, when you have time, there is nothing will ever defeat you. You can do anything you like with time. And I find now, let's say, with this enforced isolation that the corona is giving us, I'm learning to speak Irish. I've downloaded an app, Duolingo, and I'm doing it now for a few years, but I'm pouring a great amount of time into that, and I'm absolutely loving it. But yeah, Mike is correct. The internet is full of opportunities. Self-development, you can go on there, onto YouTube. You can learn to do something with your hands. You can learn to write. You can learn, you can just learn anything you want. And it is a tremendous opportunity, if nothing else.
Mike, we talk about isolation, but certainly in your case, and indeed Jerry's, where you're isolating with others, just let's talk about that for a second, where you're on an expedition to the North Pole with a couple of other people, and, you know, getting on with people and making sure that there aren't sort of that there isn't friction, that there isn't... talk to me about some of that, because lots of people at home are probably spending time with loved ones, more time than they're used to spending, and that can be challenging.
Yeah, it's actually a very, very good point, and I suppose a lot of it is about respecting other people's space as well. You know, we all need our amount of space in the day. You know, it's great to be together and have lots of time together. But I suppose it's respecting people's personal space, and it's the little things. You know, it's like, you know, I can remember one expedition where I put my hand into a bag, and it was a shared bag of food that we had, and there was M&Ms, so I just went for the M&Ms. And, you know, it just absolutely created furore, like, and, which is understandable, you know. I suppose I was just looking after myself and hadn't really thought about the other person. And it's I suppose we need to give time to think about the people around you. And I think we've got a lot of focus at the minute on you know, a lot of people are saying the older generation are going to suffer the most with this. And on one level, I agree in that there's an amount of social isolation and they're higher risk. But I think we've got a much bigger risk happening with younger people, and, you know, their life has been so disrupted, from teenagers up into people in their 20s, in the sense that they have, you know, their entire world is completely turned upside down by no choice of their own. At least when I go on an expedition or Jerry goes to a lighthouse, we've made a decision to do that. These people's lives have been turned upside down in a very short space of time. I think they're people that need more care than we do. So it's, you know, looking after them both mentally and also providing them their space, and understanding that we all have our little quirks and we all have our stuff, and it's about having a little bit more patience with each other, which is going to be more difficult when we're in close quarters all the time, you know.
Yeah. Jerry, I remember on the rigs at the change of a shift, you used to bring the guy who was relieving you a cup of tea, and it was always a nice thing to do, that it got off, you know, it was a kind of a handover of the shift with one to a... little things like that make a difference, don't they?
Oh gosh, Bobby, they do, and it's when we were handing over the watch, you'd always have the table set, the tea made, and you'd have everything ready for the keeper coming on watch. And when he came on then, you spent maybe 15 or 20 minutes, and he'd spend another 15 or 20 keeping you there, not letting you go to your bed, but chatting to him, because you just had to be sure that he was fit to take over the watch. But it's amazing that you were doing the same thing on the rigs when you were out there. But a lot of similarities would prevail. Yeah, they would be the same.
Somebody's asking, Jerry, that have you seen the film The Lighthouse, and what you thought of it?
I haven't seen that film. I've heard about it. I heard it's spooky. I haven't seen it. I did see The Light Between the Oceans, and there was great similarities in that. But
well, there's
yes,
something,
I am looking
there's
forward
some,
to seeing
there's
it.
There's something for you to do during isolation. Now you can look at that movie and give us a critique of it. Mike, could you just give us then maybe some final words of advice to people who find themselves, I suppose, in this new scenario that we were, let's be honest, totally unprepared for?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, first of all, is that we all develop a level of patience with each other, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, appreciate that everybody's going through a hard time, and I think we need to try and look at how we support each other on the bad days, how we support each other, you know, from the point of view of mentally or physically, or, you know, like you said there, the simple thing of just bringing somebody a cup of tea, that can make the difference. And I think we need to look at how we ourselves look after our own care, first of all. So first of all, we need to look after ourselves and our own mental stability and stuff like that. Make sure that we've got a routine, that we're watching what we're doing, we're looking after ourselves. I mean, it's obviously an easy time to get carried away with the wine and carried away with the food and carried away with everything. So it's about getting back into some level of routine. And it's like Jerry said there, it's a fantastic time for people to reinvent themselves. So I think if you can offer the support to the people around you, to enable them to redevelop themselves or to come up with new ideas and the support mechanisms around that. And it's just, I think, yeah, just patience and showing people a bit of love, you know.
Well, listen, thanks both of you, Jerry Butler, Lighthouse Keeper, and Mike O'Shea Adventure, for letting us into your world. It's been very informative, and I'm sure our listeners will be greatly appreciative. So every success to you both.